section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Well, I've got a fine-looking woman that I just found, who's married to the wealthiest man in town, and she tells me every time he ain't around. And tonight he's drunk as a skunk at some swanky pub with all his asshole buddies from the country club, and he left her at home alone, so right now I've got her pinned down. I've got my nut back, bouncing up and down off of her butt crack, picking off her old man slack, doing shit to her that he ain't able to do. I drank a six-pack before I got her in the sack. Now I got her pinned down on her back with her feet in her face, and she'll stay that way for at least another hour or two. See, while I go, I got a call on my telephone. A woman's voice said, hey, my old man ain't home. Can you make it out my way? Cause I sure love to fool around. She said, I got you six cold pats, blue ribbons for free, if you'll just come and do some dirty, pretty work on me. So I jumped in my truck and hauled ass uptown, and right now I've got her pinned down. I've got my nutsack, bouncing up and down off of her butt crack, picking up her old man slack, doing shit to her that he ain't able to do. I drank a six-pack before I got her in the sack. Now I got her pinned down on her back with her feet in her face, and she'll stay that way for at least another hour or two. Well, her telephone rang about a quarter to three. Said, honey, you don't need to wait up for me, cause me and the fellas are gonna have a few more rounds. Then she grinned and said, a few more rounds sounds all right. Then she winked at me and told him goodnight. Then she hung up the phone and she said, it's on. So once again, I've got her pinned down. And I've got my nutsack, bouncing up and down off of her butt crack, picking up her old man slack, doing shit to her that he ain't able to do. I drank a six-pack before I got her in the sack. Now I got her pinned down on her back with her feet in her face, and she'll stay that way for at least another hour or two. Yeah, I got his old lady pinned down, and I'm going to town, and he don't even have a clue.
Trash Revival, episode 95. I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. I started off the night with Pinned Down by Rebel Sun. A great fucking song, probably one of the best songs they've ever made, because that is something I can relate to my ball sack bouncing up and down on someone's butt crack. You cannot beat that, folks. You really can't. All right, well, this show is going to be thrown together very quick, and it's probably not going to be that good, but I want to get a show out there to yins. I'm not in a very good mood. I got a lot of shit going on. I pondered of maybe taking a hiatus, but I really don't want to do that. I mean, part of me doesn't want to do the show right now because I'm fucked up mentally. And then the other part, you know, when I listen to Joshy P's show, it just gets me pumped up, makes me want to do a show. So this show might not be all that great, but fuck it, you're going to hear good music. I don't know, there's a lot of shit going on my way. I had probably close to $8,000 pretty much stolen from me. And, you know, we sold our house, and we thought we was getting ready to get this other house, and the loan didn't fall through after the loan agent said, "Oh, you're pre-approved, motherfuckers, yeah." Then you got to jump through hoops and all this shit to get the house, and it's just too much of a fucking headache. So we got to be out of this house by next week, and we have nowhere to go. And we don't have everything packed. I got shit I got to take care of, and it's just fucking time-consuming and a motherfucking headache. And I myself can't handle stress. When I get stressed out, I just can't focus on anything. And I don't know, I don't feel like being funny. I'm just going to go ahead and get to the music. So here you go. Sorry if I'm a party pooper. Enjoy.
I ain't asking, I'm just saying, ain't no kind of life to live that way. Lose some feelings, go too hard. I've been ripped up, ragged, torn apart. See, I am freedom, and I am dead. You better know I lived it like I said. Early evening, overdrive. It's a
You're in Adel, Georgia. It's windy and it's cold. You're stuck at the Texaco, 'cause your car won't start. There's this born-again trucker. He offers you a jump, and he invites you to his church to let Jesus in your heart. Now some are born to love, some are born to cry, some will believe what others will deny. By and by, what you see is your history shown, as you were born to go it alone. Yes, some are just born. That you rode in the backseat in some woods by an airport, singing sad songs to no one, watching the planes come and go. Now some are born to sing, some are born to fly, some church up the road. You go inside and say a prayer. If it's a lie, well, you don't care. You'll cut your hair, you'll date the square, you'll do anything that it takes in this world not to go in. Just too hard to go in all alone.
Jesse James was the lad that killed many a man. He rode the Glendale train.
He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor. He'd had a head and a heart and a brain. Well, it was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder how he feels, for he ate of Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed, and he laid poor Jesse in his grave. But Jesse had a wise young mom for his life, the children of they were brave. But a dirty little coward, a shot missed out, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. To the poor, he'd never rob a mother or a child. There never was a man with the law in his hand who could take Jesse James when alive. It was on a Saturday night when the moon was shining bright, they rode the Glendale train, and people they did say how many miles away was a horse, Frank and Jesse James. When Jesse had a wife, your mom for his life, the children of their breath when they heard of Jesse's death. They wanted how he'd ever come to fall. Robert Ford, it was a fact, he shot Jesse in the back. But Jesse hung a picture on the wall. Jesse went to rest with his head on his breast, the devil upon his knee. He was born one day here in the county clay, and he came from a solitary race. But Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, the children of they were brave. But a dirty little child that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. But a dirty little child that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Yeah, he laid
Welcome back. Start off this set right here with the Von Erichs with I'm Just Saying, followed by Jim White with The Way of Alone, and the Porters with Jesse James, probably one of the greatest outlaws of all time. All right, I really don't have much to say other than on the podcast front, some shit's been bothering me. You know, there's another podcast out now that's got a name very similar to mine. I won't say nothing, but you folks that listen to me and listen to other podcasts probably know who it is. And I was listening to a little segment they did on someone else's show, and they was using the same fucking intro music that I was using, so I ain't going to be using no more fucking Southern Culture on the skids. Might not even go with no intro music. Actually, I thought of changing my fucking name altogether, but, you know, I got 95 shows, and why should I have to change my name? You know what I'm saying? Next set.
They say if you want back into my heart, dear. While you stand beside another man, and I hope that you don't take my words wrongly. I never want to see your face again. And I hope someday you're miserable like me, dear. Each dream you have bring you tears, and one you love will leave you so lonesome. Yeah, I hope someday you're miserable like me.
fine. Till I'm feeling fine. Pour me, pour me more wine. Let the Scarlet River flow right through the valley of the blues and wash away the thoughts that keep me whining over you. Wine, wine, wine. Till I'm feeling fine. Sorrows, but they swim right to the top. I'll just keep on pouring, praying I can make it stop. Wine, 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 till I'm feeling fine. Pour me, pour me more wine. Of bottles I built a room for you, always to remind me of all the pain you put me through. Wine, 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 crying all the time. Pour me, pour me more wine. Pour me, pour me.
All right, on this set right here, we started off with a friend to the Outlaw Radio Network, Mr. Owen Mays, on Farmageddon Records with the song Miserable Like Me. I do believe he has a new one getting ready to come out. So get that shit to me, Owen, so I could spin you on my show, motherfucker. All right, I followed that with Bloody Jug Band with Grave Robber Blues and ended it with Lucas Huggins with More Wine. I hope you folks are enjoying my depressing fucking show. I'm sorry, motherfuckers, I really am, but I just can't handle stress and just listen to music. Don't even pay attention to me except when I'm telling you what song is by which artist. Alright? And I'm sorry if I'm not too funny tonight. I just don't feel like it. Next set.
The places we would go and the people we would see, all the memories that we know and the folks we never be, all the houses that we built and the gardens we would sow, all the plans we ever laid, all the lies we ever told. But now it's plain to see that you and me will never be more than what we came from. Drunk up, drunk up. You gave all the glances that we shared, all the loving words you said, all the loving lies you spared. Every word you said was true. Well, we believe in everyone, every lie we thought we knew, that was until the bottle was gone. To see that you and me will never be more than what we can bond. Drunk up, drunk up. be. Through the houses that we built, and the gardens we would sow, all the plans we ever laid, all the lies we ever told. But now it's plain to you see that you and me will never be more than what we can form. Took my breath away. Now I'm taking
just don't mess it with my head.
This last set here, yes, this is the last set. I'm just tired. But anyways, on this last set here, I started off with Ruby Dee and the Snake Handlers with Drunk Talk. Followed that with Lenny and the Piss Poor Boys with Wrong Side of the Tracks. Walter Spencer with I'm a Mess and Ten Strike with Outlaw Man. That's going to be it for my show, folks. I'm sorry. I'm just bummed out, and hopefully shit gets better, and everything becomes more positive, because right now I am down in the fucking dumps. I'm going to end the show tonight with Sideshow Tramps with Lady Vodka. Take care. Stay tuned for Josh.
Her name was Latka, and she would keep me well supplied with vodka. And when the cold damp would make my feet stamp, she would warm my weary bones with vodka. Vodka, vodka, have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. And when I've had that, I'll have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. And I would lie there with darling Latka on a pallet made of pillows on the floor. And I would motion to darling Latka, and she would rise up from the bed and bar the door. And I would lay there in Latka's warm hand, and she would quote to me from Chekhov and of Keats. And then in silence and a blank stare, I would push her gently down into the sheets. And so I tarry with darling Latka, making love before a dancing candelabra. And I petitioned Latka for a menage a trois with she and me and Lady Vodka. Vodka, vodka, have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. And when I pass that, I'll have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. Would speak to me there and run her burning fingers down my chest. And she would say there, you know that I'm fair, and only I can be the one you love the best. Outside the window, the trees were crystal, the moon would hover like a gypsy crystal ball. And then I murmured as from a missile, La Bella Dame sans merci has me enthralled. And in the throes of my effusion, I dug my fingers in the back of darling Latka, and with confusion in my delusion, I called out the name Lady Vodka. Vodka, vodka, have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. And when I've had that, I'll have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. Slept like a queen, her body glistening in candlelight. And Lady Vodka, with a plot mean, bit me up and out into the night. And she did taunt, and she did titter, and she did drive me by the lake into the barn. And with suggestions cruel and bitter, she began to weave a wicked yarn. She said 'twas woman that made man fall, and with many other words did she accuse. And then she pointed to the barn wall and showed to me the tools that I would use. Vodka, vodka, have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. When I've had that, I'll have another little kiss of Lady Vodka. With splitting brain and hands of lead, I went back to the cottage in the bed. Beside Latka and the hearth flame, I saw my trembling shadow on her frame. And I knelt there beside the bed there, and gently I began to stroke her hair. And I said, Latka, your heart is thicker. And I killed her with a hammer and a sickle. Vodka, vodka, before dawn in snowy glen, a barrel full of concrete and sin, like a snowflake sinks in the lake, and then the laughing voice of Lady Vodka.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.